Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Hollywood, California, from Rio de Janeiro, Casablanca, Kauai, to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious Tuesday, September 6th. Sunny blue skies. Shangri-La is gorgeous as usual. The day after the Labor Day holiday, the Harris brothers return to the studios. And hope everybody's having a great Tuesday morning. I know we are.
Tough to get back to work after the day, but we work every day, Mark, right? So, I mean, it's tough to get
24/7. 365, Holmes.
247-365. Is there any way to get more involved in that?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it.
We're maxing. So when those people say, I give you like 110% or I'll work 25 hours around the clock or I'll work...
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'll give you 150%.
Right? Yeah.
There is no 150%. So what, do we have any birthdays today?
Hey, we got birthdays all the time, Mark.
Great.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. There's some interesting ones as usual. Let's start off today with happy birthday. Hey, first, Mark, before we start off, let's just say we want to this show. Today's show is brought to you by ibidforstorage.com. That's ibidforstorage.com. So for all your online auction needs, when you need to make it, you can't get out, do it from the privacy and luxury and comfort of your own home.
I know I do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
ibidforstorage.com.
Love it.
Anyhow, happy birthday today, and there's a lot of them today, Mark. We'll start off with John Wall, basketball player from the University of Kentucky, currently playing with the Washington Wizards. He is a young 25 years old today.
Wow, 25, and I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's somebody that was in the news this morning, briefly, Idris Elba.
Oscar nominee, right, or Emmy nominee?
On the fence to be the next James Bond. He's 43 today, but the only reason I say he was in the news today is because, as you all already know about the contract that was been offered to Daniel Craig to play James Bond for the next two films.
$150 million. Yeah. Now, I know he says it's tiring. He doesn't like to do it because he's already being typecast as only James Bond, but nobody in their right mind, and I mean nobody, would turn down $150 million to make two movies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, he doesn't have to do anymore. He could do these two movies, take the $150 million, and in 5 years look at some script or whatever, but he could just kick back, relax, and enjoy for the rest of life, or be super selective, or do his own movies.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty silly if he turns that down.
Idris Elba, 43, I think he's the only one that's competing with potential talks, along with Thomas Middleton, the guy that's dating Taylor Swift.
Right, right.
Weeby Mo.
A Viner?
Rapper. She's 30 today.
Rapper, blogger,
Kurtz?
Viner.
You know Swirtzy Kurtz.
Swirtzy Kurtz, yeah, she's the actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old do you think she is?
50.
First off, could you think of a movie she's been in?
Not the top of my head, but I'd say she's 52.
She's 71.
Oh, wow.
She looks good.
Yeah.
71.
Wow.
Pippa Middleton.
Yeah, she just got engaged, Pippa. Yeah. She's a billionaire.
Listed as a family member. She is 32.
32, huh?
Roger Waters.
Older to be getting married.
Roger Waters from Pink Floyd fame, 72. Chris Christie, how old do you think he is?
I'd say he's 50. Let me see, because he's got younger kids, so I'd say he's 50.
He's 53. I thought he was older.
I was going to say 53.
Foxy Brown. You know Foxy Brown? Sounds like a...
Foxy Funderburk.
Yeah, Foxy Funderburk. Foxy Brown sounds like somebody that was in, what do they call the Blackula or those... What do they call those movies in the early
70s? Right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Foxy
Black
Brown.
Something or
she's
other.
A rapper. She's 37. Macy Gray, she's 46 today.
46. A lot of birthdays today.
Here's one for you, Mark. Lindsay Jones.
Lindsay Jones, one for me. I don't know.
She's a YouTuber, but how old do you think she is?
I don't know, because I don't know Lindsay Jones.
Neither do I, but when you say YouTuber, how old do you think the people are?
Oh, YouTuber? 18.
Yeah, she's 26.
Okay.
Sounds older for a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Rosie Perez. You know Rosie Perez.
Yeah, the actress.
51 today.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought that.
YouTuber Mark Hazardous, 18.
Oh, I like the name.
Hazardous, 18 today. Jeff Foxworthy, the redneck.
Yeah. He does the. He's 57.
Yep, 57. Ran the button.
Wow.
Fat Nick. You know Fat Nick.
Yeah, he's
you know
a YouTuber or a YouTuber, a rapper.
You know
or
Fat
a
Sam from Bugsy
right.
Malone. You know
right.
Fat Joe, the rapper.
Yeah.
Now there's Fat Nick. He's 21.
He needs to be more original. I mean, there's only so many. There's Fat Albert. There's too many fats to go around.
No kidding. And last
enough
but not
of
least,
the fats.
Last but not least, Mark Dylan Fraser's 14 today.
Oh, okay.
He's
like
an Instagrammer.
Dylan Hunt.
14, that's young to be an Instagram star, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's give condolences to the family of the late, great Hugh O'Brien.
Right.
We all remember Hugh O'Brien from the 1950s to 60s show Wyatt Earp. And then, as we all probably all best remember from his best television role ever on Murder on Flight 502.
That was a movie, right?
1975, with Bob Stack, Ralph Bellamy, Sonny Bono, just to name a few. Hugh O'Brien at 92 or 93,
91.
He will be missed. And he
Didn't
was the
he play,
founder
yeah.
of the Hugh O'Brien Children's Charity. He helped over 200,000 kids over the last 50 years.
That's
so,
fantastic. Big
kudos
shot.
To Hugh O'Brien.
Didn't he also play Hugh Hefner in one movie?
Yeah, in one of the made-for-TV movies, he played Hugh Hefner.
I'm surprised they didn't mention that today. At least, I mean, because that's a pretty
He did a lot of things, and he was only a small part in the Hugh Hefner thing. So,
well, he played Hugh Hefner, didn't he?
Yeah, but it wasn't a movie by Hugh Hefner. He was just Hugh Hefner in another movie.
Who played Hugh Hefner in Star 80?
Robert Stack, or Cliff Robertson.
Oh, that's right, with our buddy Eric Roberts.
Right.
He's an interesting
He was the
cat.
Nut in that one that ended up killing What's-Her-Face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was an interesting
Yeah,
cat.
I don't know. Anyhow, great thing. But we got a lot to talk
Lots
about. We've
going
done
on,
a lot of
Mark.
Things
Lots
in the last couple
on.
Weeks. First thing I want to talk, and just say a big thank you, a shout-out to the Pasadena Pops. You know, they're at the Arboretum in Arcadia every summer. They have all these great concerts. We were there for the Sinatra Project a few weeks ago, the music of Billy Joel. Was there
great
two
shows,
weeks
ago. Great
right,
shows.
Right, and then a couple weeks ago, we were there for the Cole Porter Night, which was fantastic. It's Michael Feinstein's the principal Pops conductor, so he's there, and you know he's got a lot of great stories to tell. And it's a great thing because you go there, the tickets are very affordable. You could picnic, you bring your food, bring your wine. You could either bring a chair and just picnic on the grass, or you could purchase a table and sit at one of the tables that hosts. I guess there are about six people at a table, which is great. So Pasadena Pops is a great friend of the Harris Brothers and Wild Creations and the Tastemakers Radio Show. Michael Feinstein as well, principal Pops conductor. Tom and Erica Girardi, our chair. You know, and Tom and Erica Girardi, Matt, that's the housewives from Beverly Hills. He's the guy that was the lawyer who made $1 billion off the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife is the one, she does the... you know, she's one of the housewives
yeah,
out there. But
yeah.
They've
like
got
this.
A great concert coming up this Saturday. It's the season finale. It's a salute to Warner Brothers, September 10th, 2016, 5:30 p.m. picnicking, 7:30 concert starts. Michael Feinstein, again, principal Pops conductor. Tom and Erica Girardi are the chair. Allison Briggs, soloist, and Todd Murray, soloist. They're closing the summer with their annual movie night, paying tribute to the music inspired by movie magic of Warner Brothers. So this is a great concert. It's a great way to end the summer at the Arboretum in Arcadia. So go to check this thing out, and it's a great night.
Yeah.
You know, Pasadena Pops. So thanks again, Pasadena Pops, for having the Harris Brothers over there. So good luck
good
on the closing out. Concert,
yeah.
Right?
Especially when, you know, not everybody can get to the Hollywood Bowl all the time, so you can. This is a great second option.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about it. It's
yep.
terrific. So thanks
fantastic.
Again. Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Great, great, great. Lots going on. Lots been busy the last couple of weeks. A fantastic long 3-day weekend for us. We started out with the Dodger game. Then on Saturday we went to see Hall & Oates. And then on Sunday we went to San Diego Polo. That's enough to make your head spin, ain't it?
A lot of stuff. You know, lots of stuff. So
we got a couple big events coming up with the Emmys. We got a reality show awards. We got the Josie Music Awards in Nashville. Lots going on.
So let's start talking about the, I guess if you want to talk about something, might as well talk about the polo match on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was the Labor Day White Party.
White Party.
Presented by Lifestyle, or I should say, Del Mar Lifestyle Magazine, which
yep.
is part of the Lifestyle Publications, lifestylepubs.com. I had a great time.
Beautiful day, too. Again,
oh boy.
We start off the show today, as we do usually for most parts, probably 9 out of 10 times, the beautiful weather. So we have to go back to this because San Diego, what do they say? It's 74.
74 and sunny, always.
Yeah, 365. But
and it was no different this Sunday.
No, it was beautiful. Blue skies, puffy white clouds, and not hot.
You're right.
For an outside event, you don't want to be in the heat.
Right. So, I mean, it was great because, again, thanks to our friends at Del Mar Lifestyle Magazine, at lifestylepubs.com, we were invited to their white party, which is great.
Well, first off, let's say big shout out to San Diego Polo for inviting us to come down there to cover the polo
absolutely.
Match.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for San Diego Polo and their hospitality, we wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Thank you, Lindsay, and thank you for the San Diego Polo team. Again, put together another great show. I got to say, though, I missed the – well, we left before the second match ended or right about halftime.
Yeah.
I don't remember the chuckers. I mean, aren't you supposed to at halftime – isn't that tradition for polo matches? Is it the chuckers or the divots, the stomping of the divots?
Yeah.
There was no stomping of the divots in the first one, and then we left – I believe after the second half of the second game, but no stomping of the divots.
Which is very strange. You know, when you go to a polo match, you have the stomping of the divots.
That's tradition.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure if they changed the format or it was because it wasn't, I mean, I don't think it was a sold out match where we've been in the past where
right.
I don't think that would
well,
have
regardless,
anything to do with
it. The stomping of the divots is part of the whole fun.
It's tradition.
Yeah. So it's weird. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, we're
going
to be attending another polo match this weekend, so let's see if they're going to be having it.
Yeah, well, again, it's something that's done at everything.
So, Lindsay, if you're listening, if you send us an email, what happened to the divots? Because we always like going out there and stamping the divots. For those of you who have never attended polo or not familiar with it, it's like a halftime when you have the match. It's like four quarters.
It's a nice way to get out there, network, and socialize with the people
and
on the big open field.
You stomp on the holes that the horses have ripped up across the grounds during the match. So you go out there, like Mark said, as an opportunity for you to socialize. But the main goal is to get out there and push them down with your shoes and heels and feet.
Everybody a chance to be participating in the game itself.
And we always like to get out there to smoke a cigar and have a cocktail while we're doing this networking and enjoying.
But the white party was nice. Again, thanks for our lifestyle publications, Del Mar Lifestyle Magazine. The champagne was flowing. They had some great cupcakes that were there as well. The publisher's birthday was that day, so they brought out all these great cupcakes. I think we had two apiece.
Yeah, we did. I took one for the road and had one there, and that was...
I had the coconut one there. I think you took a coconut one
to go. I did, which was fantastic.
Yeah, I like the coconut one.
I wonder if I could remember going to pronounce this right. LabriseCupcake.com.
Yeah.
That's interesting name.
Yeah.
LabriseCupcake.com. The chocolate one was good, but it was in the sun, so it was melting.
Oh, yeah, and it was in the sun for hours. They
cupcake,
put them out too early.
The coconut one I took back. I took it home, put it in the refrigerator.
Yep.
It was excellent.
But being down there in San Diego, it's great because we got a chance to bump into our good old friend, the San Diego socialite, Marty Fowler.
Yeah.
We stepped out to the parking lot. I think we went to get our cigars, and here comes this huge Phantom. Rolls-Royce Phantom.
Huge. As they
the
are.
Phantom is a huge car.
Yeah.
And it's coming down, and of course...
Almost hit you, didn't it?
Maybe? Well, you know, not really.
But it makes a better story.
Anyhow, it was Marty Fowler's Rolls-Royce. So he popped out. We hugged because we hadn't seen him since Del Mar. We had opening day at Del Mar.
And that was brief. We always see Marty in
passing
stints because he's so – everybody loves Marty.
Yeah. Sounds like a show.
Yeah. Sounds like a show. But anyhow, so we had an opportunity. He was there with his girlfriend.
And
which
do you remember
met.
What her name was?
God dang it, man.
Yeah, I forgot what her name was too.
Yeah. Sorry, Marty, if
but
you're
always,
listening. Sorry, Marty.
Very cordial, very friendly. And so we took a couple of pictures because he's big as we are on social media. So we took the pictures, went live with all the pictures, and he parked that Phantom, and then he came back in, and we went back to more pictures. We were at the media wall taking more pictures. And
I think Marty took control of the pictures, Mark, once he saw it.
Marty took control of everything once he's there because he's the center of the universe
when he's
there. So
full of life, energy, excitement, a fashionable guy, and a beautiful woman around his arm, and he drives a beautiful car. Boy, what more in life could you ask for that, huh, Mark?
Yeah, I don't think anything. I think every angle is covered at that
anyhow
point.
Marty, great to see you today. Hope you enjoyed the match, and you are on the guest list for the Emmy suite on the 16th, and hope you can make it up there, and I don't think that'll be a problem to get you up to Hollywood.
Well, and now since we're on the subject about polo, I wanted to mention this polo match that we are invited to go to this coming Saturday, the 10th, which is at the Will Rogers State Park, which is where they've been hosting polo since Will Rogers' days in the 30s.
How many times have you been there, Mark?
You know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Never been there, which is a travesty. But this is being sponsored by safetyharborkids.org. And again, that's safetyharborkids.org. This is a charity based in Malibu, which is basically enriching the lives of orphans, foster kids, and homeless children through education. So, I mean, I can't say it enough. This is what you want. This is the type of charity. You know, we've been involved with Rally for Kids with Cancer in Toronto for many years. And this is another great charity that benefits kids. Again, homeless kids, foster kids, and orphans, which is great. Now, the website is safetyharborkids.org. And if you want to call them to get details on this Saturday's event, by the way, tickets are still available. There's general admission tickets.
Really?
Wow. VIP tickets.
Good, great.
VIP cabana tickets. They're still looking for sponsors, business partners. So, I mean, if you want to get involved, there's still plenty
great
of
cause.
Time to get
great
involved.
Cause. Yep.
Phone number is 800-277-0497. And I got to tell you, I think actor John Savage, I think he's one of the partners in the safetyharborkids.org.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I watched a video with him in it with the founder.
He's probably going to be there with his girlfriend, Blanco.
I saw his email address, and I'm thinking it's got to be John Savage. So I didn't know that, but if that's the case, kudos for John. We've met him multiple times at Want Creations events.
And isn't Malcolm O'Dowell involved with this?
Malcolm McDowell is the main, I guess, celebrity that promotes this charity. He's got a public service announcement that's out there. They're going to be doing a lot of publicity promoting this thing this week, as we are right now. It's Saturday, September 10th, at the Will Rogers State Park in Pacific Palisades, right off of Sunset Boulevard.
Yep, right near the beach.
Gourmet meals, wine tasting, music, red carpet, bar, food. I mean, they've
are
got
you kidding?
Everything you can imagine. This
well, everything
is
you want.
The
is
ninth
there.
Annual Polo fundraiser to support needy children by safetyharborkids.org. So if you're not doing anything this Saturday, I strongly encourage you to get out there. It's going to be a great day. I think we're looking at about 75 degrees is the forecast. So you've got a great day to meet and party, benefit a great cause.
Did you tailgate?
That's kind of questionable. I think you
go
can
to the website,
tailgate.
Check it out.
Yeah. So it's a great day to go and have some fun time, see a good sport, meet people, drink, eat, have some cheese.
And donate to a great cause.
Yeah. So again, 1-800-277-0497, safetyharborkids.org.
What time does it start?
That's the one thing I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Know what time. I looked everywhere. I can't find the time this thing starts.
Oh,
so,
boy. Probably noon or two.
Ninth annual Polo fundraiser to support needy children at the Real Will Rogers. Great day of Polo. So go visit their website. Give them a call. Participate. Get there and have some fun. I know we will.
Yeah.
So thanks to safetyharborkids.org and for getting us involved with this thing. We look forward to it.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much. Thanks
Fantastic.
Very much.
Fantastic. Hey, how was the box office this weekend?
You know, I didn't even see.
Isn't this traditionally a big box office?
Well, because it's the last day of the, it's the last summer weekend.
Didn't the Blair Witch Project thing come out on Friday?
It did.
Yeah.
It did. But very limited promotion on that thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I heard about it a couple weeks ago for the first time.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
I took a gander at the box office, and nothing had more than $20 million this week.
Oh, so you did see the box office. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because there's nothing new that was released other than, I know Sully's opening up this weekend, coming up.
Not that Blair Witch Project was a big blockbuster, but
I think that was the only big thing that opened.
Yeah, so that's kind of disappointing, right?
Yeah, for a closeout of Labor Day and closeout of the summer. And actually, I think the summer, this was an overall disappointing summer at the box office period. All the sequels, I think, were a disaster. Any of the remakes or sequels that came out this summer were apparently a disaster.
Wow, that's... Well, what you going to do, right?
Yeah.
What you going to do? So,
but I was just thinking, funny, I was thinking this morning, three of my favorite movies that I saw this year that I liked are things that you wouldn't really think about. The Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm. I got to red box that.
Zootopia.
Oh, that was really good, yeah.
And Tarzan, which was one of the disasters of the year, box office
failure. Still made over $100 million, but it probably cost $90.
Yeah, but it's considered a failure, but I loved it. So
there were actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there were a lot of busts. Yeah,
right, there were a lot.
Yeah.
Especially the remakes and the sequels are all busts.
Mm-hmm.
But Tarzan, Zootopia, and The Jungle Book, three of my favorite movies
of
the
year. And how about TV, The Strain Return? What do you think about The Strain?
Okay, so we're bumping onto another subject now.
Yeah.
The Strain,
I
love the two episodes.
TV.
You missed. You said the first episode was a stinker.
I thought it was just okay at best.
I loved the first episode. I liked the second episode. So right now, it looks like we're off to a good start. The two episodes, I like it.
And what about The Fear of the Walking Dead?
You know what? Is this the second or third season? Second.
Okay. Well, it's the same thing.
No, it might be third.
Okay. Well, the I didn't think much of the first season. I didn't think much of the second season. And so far, three episodes into the third season, I don't know. It's not The Walking Dead. Fear yeah. is different.
And I'm thinking, why are we, as I'm watching it the other night, I'm thinking, why do we even have this show? It's very, it's The Walking Dead in Atlanta to Fear the Walking Dead now in Mexico. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is this, and I like it because the first one's so popular. You always have spin-offs of successful series and successful shows.
But it's the same thing. It's dead
on the
Atlanta,
West Coast,
and it's dead in the West Coast.
I like it on the West Coast though, because listen, after how many years of Walking Dead in Atlanta, I'm tired of Atlanta. In Atlanta,
they're always in the bush.
They're always in the bush. Yeah. I've never seen more country than I've seen in The Walking Dead.
Right.
But here in this one, a lot of it's been, the first season was all in the city.
Yeah.
Second season, you were getting out of the city, and now we're getting back into the city. We're in Rosarita Beach now, which I like.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? They're at the Rosarita Beach Hotel.
Oh, is that where they're at?
Yeah, they're at the Rosarita Beach Hotel.
Ah, we were there many years ago.
We were there 20 years ago.
They sure have.
Matt, we were there 21 years ago.
They sure have expanded.
Whitney wasn't born yet.
Whitney was just born.
She wasn't. She was?
Yeah, we took her. She was like 3 months old.
Oh, because I thought she was in the. I thought Carrie was pregnant. When we went there.
No, Stacy was pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was 21 years ago. Then, yeah. Or 20 years
Boy,
ago.
Boy, they have built up since then.
Yeah, they got a big tower now.
Yeah.
Right? Great.
Why were they just falling off the balcony? They were just jumping off the balcony.
They were.
Remind me of that Mark Wahlberg movie.
What's that?
Remind me of that Mark Wahlberg movie.
The Happening. Wasn't that The Happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where people just started killing themselves.
Right. Right. Weird. But you know, interesting. Interesting show. It's not the best, but yeah. I really enjoyed The Strain so far.
Yeah.
But I wasn't too happy
and
with...
And we're down to what, the finals for the America's Got Talent, what, this week or next week?
I think that's right. I think this week and next week are going to finish it off. So, that's good. And then we got the... what's that? The Henry Winkler show's on tonight, too.
Yeah.
The... what's it? Better Late Than Never, I think, is the name of the show.
Yep.
I like it. Yep. You know, I like the two episodes they've had so far.
Yeah, funny, entertaining.
It's fun family entertainment.
Funny, entertaining, that's what we need lots more of. And speaking of TV, Mark, you know what I saw before I left this morning on A&E?
Tell me.
10:30.
Oh, by the way, Matt, we go on for any of our listeners on the West Coast right now, if you are close to a TV, the show goes on in 10 minutes on A&E. So it's our second episode. It's The Kook, The Chief, and the...
Oh, that's right. I saw it at 7:30. I get the Eastern feed. So
you watch it at 8:30. Yeah,
7:30.
You had it 4 hours early?
Oh, wait. No, it's 3 hours early. 8:30. You're right. Yeah.
So if you're near a TV, folks, and anywhere west of the Mississippi, or actually not west of the Mississippi, and the West Coast here, it's 11:30 on A&E, our number one favorite episode. I call it Star Wars. Or I call it Storage Wars Classics.
I got to say, there's nothing, in addition to being in the radio, there's nothing better than not being an actor, but seeing yourself on TV.
It's fun stuff.
I get drawn into it. I almost wasn't going to watch because I've seen all our episodes so many times, but I figured I might. There, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm doing something, whatever, and I put it on in the kitchen, and I saw it, and I go, God damn, this is funny stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah, and it's the best episode. It's the best episode we've done. I'm not saying it's the best of Storage Wars episodes, but it's who knows? Maybe it is.
Yeah.
But it's the best episode we did. So if you like Storage Wars Classics, you got 9 minutes to get to a TV.
Oh, we're just ending in 9 minutes then?
No, it's starting in 9 minutes.
Oh, starting minutes. Great. Yeah,
starting in 9 minutes. So enjoy that, which is great. And then you've got us here live around the world, 24/7, 365.
NFL starts this week. How about that? Thursday, great game, the Carolina Panthers at the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
That's on Thursday.
Wow.
What do you think of that game?
Not much. I'm looking forward to the Rams game against the 49ers.
And the Rams are favorite.
Communist Kaepernick on Monday night.
And the Rams are favorite in that game.
Well, of course, they should be.
How about
that?
They're
a good team. The 49ers stink. Plus, there's going to get a lot of negative waves with the Kaepernick thing, so that always puts
you know
down
that he's got the number 3 selling jersey
which is, I find it remarkable.
You seem like there's so much remorse about him and so many people angry about this, so why are they all buying these shirts?
I don't get
it. Jerseys?
I don't get it at all. And he's not the main guy. He's the third stringer now, or the backup?
I thought he was who's the quarterback?
I don't know, but I heard he's like either the backup or the third stringer. So he's not even the main quarterback.
He's getting paid $11 million this year.
He's the backup guy.
Wow.
Or third backup guy.
Look into that.
Hey, how about that concert we went to when was that? Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
The first annual Blues...
I don't even remember. Blue Sun.
Blue Sun Festival.
Blue Sun Festival.
And that was a weird name.
And wasn't that considered, Mark, a wine and food and wine festival?
Something like that, yeah. Well, they had the wine.
They had the wine, but when you hear food and wine, hey, I'm not going to say, I'm going to knock it. I loved it. We got our publicist at Red Walk Talent PR contacted us last minute and invited us to attend the first annual, like Mark said,
Blue Sun Food and Wine Festival at the Topanga.
No, it was at the Westlake Village Golf Course.
Westlake Village Golf Course. And Hall & Oates was performing, Michael McDonald was performing, and Mark's big fan, Robert Davi. You may know him
Robert from... Robert Davi sings Sinatra.
Yeah. So we get there. Now, the concert started at 11. There was four people. There was Robert Davi.
Started at 11 a.m. and goes to 8 p.m.
Yeah. Four concerts. We didn't get there till 5. We wanted
because we wanted to see...
Hall & Oates and right. maybe the tail end of Michael McDonald. But we get there and it's like a blitzkrieg.
It's
I mean, there's like...
crazy the amount of people that were there.
Tons of people. And we had...
We never even heard about this thing.
We had the VIP wristbands to go to the VIP tent. We get in there. We had a hard time getting the VIP tent. They're out of wine. They're out of food. Nobody knows nothing about nothing. Now, it's the first annual one, so I guess I don't want to really dog them out too much because you got a lot of kinks and things to get straight for your first go around, but... Wow.
Well, this is the problem. They had food and wine for 300 VIPs. They sold 1,700 VIP tickets.
Well, there's a problem right there.
There's a problem. Yeah, you know they knew they were already getting up to 1,700. When you're getting up to 1,700, you need to get more food. You need to get more wine, and they didn't. So,
but everybody was pointing the finger at everybody else. The VIP booth told us to go to a wine booth. We went to one wine booth, and they says, "Oh, not here. You go right next door." We waited in line once again. Waited in line. When we get up there, they said, "Oh, you got to go back to the VIP tent." And I told them, "We were in the VIP tent 5 minutes ago, and there's nothing there." And
well,
they insisted
that there was. Being said, though, with the amount of people that were there, you know they're back next year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever because
yeah.
I heard nothing about this event at all.
Yeah, nothing. How
you
can
know?
That be?
And I'm on
us?
The internet. I'm on the radio. I'm on TV. I'm on newspapers, magazines. Not one person anywhere did I hear anything about this thing.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
so,
crazy. But, well, like you said, Mark, next year's
yeah,
going to be better.
You know, they had all these sponsors there. They had the Rolls-Royce Dawn there, which is great because I think that was the first time, other than when we saw it unveiled a year ago, that
Max
we
Factor
saw the
estate.
Dawn out in public anywhere.
Yeah.
So they had the convertible, the new Rolls-Royce convertible Dawn there. And I tell you, this car it was black. I think it was tan interior.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy, what a car.
Absolutely beautiful.
Right?
Switching to another note, Mark, a week from next weekend, we're hosting our annual... celebrity lifestyle gifting suite during Emmy Week. I want to
okay,
give.
Okay, so we're all done
out.
With this one, then. We're all done with the.
I want to give a
concert.
Big. Oh yeah, anything else you want to add about
okay,
it?
Well, I guess not.
I mean,
let's go on then.
A big shout out to one of our clients that came on board, Queen C Hair Extensions. They're going to participate in this event. They're also going to be participating in our reality show awards, official awards.
Wow!
At Queen C H Hair Extensions, made with 100% Remy Double Drawn Human Hair.
Wow!
Yeah,
Queen you
C
said Remy Double Drawn Hair?
Human hair. That's correct. Queen C has personally chosen multiple gorgeous colors, integrating them together to give you unique multi. Tonal color, which will better match and blend your own hair. So this is queenchhair.com. So check them out for all your hair extensions.
Wow.
Yeah. So happy to have them on board. Should be a good show that we're going to have, too.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's the 16th, the WOW Creations annual pre-Emmy Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting.
Later.
Well, we already have the location.
Or given to you later. We're not going to share the information with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
If you were able to make the, and from what I understand from Mark earlier today, we're at capacity.
Yeah. The lounge is at capacity. We sent out our invitations. They started coming back right away. And hey, who doesn't want to go to get a do a celebrity gifting suite? So we've got food. We've got booze. We've got music. We've got all the celebrities. We've got a ton of Emmy nominees coming. We've got 30 brands that are going
press,
to be there.
Media, red carpet, the whole nine.
Yeah. So next week is what they call officially Emmy Week. So there's parties, there's events starting from this Sunday for a week. So we got 7 days of parties, events, gifting suites, all sorts of stuff going on. So we're hosting our event the 16th, and then naturally on the 18th we are attending the Emmys again for the fifth year in a row, which is one of the best things that I like to do is to attend the Emmys because you get to schmooze with all the nominees, you get to meet all the celebrities. I mean, it's just a...
I just hope it's cooler than last year because remember how it was melting? It was crazy how Gesundheit, it was a fry fest.
Well, not just last year, man. For the last two or three years, it's been a fry fest.
Last year, it was like crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then
the girls went right in.
When you're in a tuxedo.
Our wives couldn't even wait outside. They had to go in.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. But the last few years has been pretty bad. But
I think last year, it's 84 next Friday, so.
Okay.
But even when you're standing in a tuxedo, it's 84 degrees.
Yeah, that's.
And you're out there, and there's a million people around you. It's unless it's going to be in the 70s, I think we're still going to cook.
It's a cooker.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Well, we officially accepted the job of producing the official backstage celebrity gifting suites for the Reality TV Awards taking place in Hollywood November 2nd. So this
Avalon.
Is great because you've got all the Amazing Race, Dancing with the Stars, Real
no
Housewives of Beverly
time.
Hills.
No Storage Wars this
no
time.
No Storage Wars is
no
nominated
stores,
this
yeah.
year. So this is strange. But you've got all the major, you know, you've got The Voice, you've got The Bachelor.
Kardashians.
You've got all the major reality shows are nominated in multiple categories. So this is the fifth annual, I think, or is it the fourth annual?
Fourth. We went to the first one. We went to the second one. We did not go last year. But we went to the first and the second, and they've only gotten better from what I see. From
oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
first
this is going to be at the Avalon.
The first one was at some club on La Cienega, very small, wait in line forever to get in. Second year was at the Supper Club on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Nice red carpet there. Last year, again, our schedule didn't permit us to attend.
I think last year was at the Avalon as well.
Yeah.
Though,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this year they're back at the Avalon.
So if you have any brands, products, services, anything that you want to promote at the official Reality TV Awards Backstage Gifting Suite, contact Wow Creations. We'd love to have you there. The event's almost 2 months away, November 2nd. So you got plenty of time to still get involved, but we're always excited about participating in a new gifting.
That's right, 2 months away.
Yeah.
Wow, plenty
yeah.
of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Should be a good event, fun event, and contact us if you have information or like to move forward. Hey, it's been a long time since we've judged a beauty pageant. I think we were in New York in January. Then we had the pleasure of doing Santa Monica in March or April. We had the pleasure again being invited to come back a couple weeks ago to judge the Miss Malibu and Miss Beverly Hills pageants at the beautiful Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica.
Boy, that place is great. That Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel is fantastic. We judged it and had a couple of beauties. Do you have the names of the girls that won?
Gosh, boy, I wish I did. I just, you know, I wasn't even planning on talking about this. So I opened my briefcase because it was a couple weeks ago. And usually we talk about things as they happen, the following week or whatever. But that was over 2 weeks ago, and I just came across.
How about this? There were seven of judges in this thing.
Were
here,
there
let
more?
Let me have
more?
That for you. Who won? Yeah. No, there were how many judges were there? There were 10 of us, weren't there? Which
yeah.
was unusual.
Yeah. You just said seven. But
was it seven or ten?
It was probably at least nine.
Nine judges.
Yeah, let me say this because we were. Yeah, it was a lot of us there. But
wow.
And you know, it's a good day thing. Usually, when we're doing the larger beauty pageants under the Miss USA umbrella, it's a 3 day event.
Yeah.
But for a smaller one like this, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, Malibu, you do it all in one day. And I think there was only 30 girls tops.
Boy, you know, I'm looking at these pictures and I'm looking at the names and. None of them sound familiar.
Yeah.
as these names.
I forgot I could tell you who they won, who they wore.
You said you could?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. I thought I could too, Matt, and I just would look yeah. through here and I couldn't.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No names looked familiar and the pictures didn't look familiar.
Yeah. Well, the pictures, you know how the pictures go.
Yeah.
Let me check
But anyhow,
that out.
it was a great event. Had a great time and we picked a couple of beauties. So these two girls will now compete for the Miss California USA pageant taking place in Long Beach in December. So that's going to be that's always,
December,
yeah. That's
right,
always
yeah.
That's always a lot of fun to go
yep.
there. So,
yep.
That's a great thing. So,
yep.
What else is going on? Any other shout-outs for next week?
Do you have a couple? I thought you had,
far as
you
our,
had several of them, actually.
No, I don't have any.
Oh,
I've,
wow.
I got to sneeze again over here. Excuse me, everybody.
Okay. Are you allergic to something there? You know, I got one of these girls with Carolina Urea, that's for sure.
False alarm.
Carolina Urea. Now this was the Miss. There was one Miss and West Teen, right?
Yeah,
that's how they broke that.
Oh,
up.
Actually, one Miss and one yeah. Teen for Malibu and Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so made it a little more. Anyhow, congratulations to all the winners and allowing us to be part of it. But yeah, one of the other brands that. We're going to be participating in. Actually, they're coming out from I think Ohio. It's sanitizing. It's sanitizing germ block. Touchgermblock.com. Be free, have fun. Up to 6 hours protection. It's a sanitizer, but not usually the gel. It's a spray sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
The first one.
Right.
How about that?
Great.
Seriously, revolutionary skin protection, which softens your skin and protects it. Go to touchgermblock.com. Com.
Hey, hard to believe that we could actually be at two places at one time, but I guess we are. We're going to be on Sunday, the 16th of September. We're going to be at the Microsoft Theater attending the Emmy Awards, the 60th Annual Emmy Awards. But at the same time, we are also producing the official gifting bags for the Josie Music Awards taking place in Nashville, yeah. Tennessee. Is this the fifth annual one for that one, too?
Second annual one.
Okay.
Sold out after 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is taking place in Nashville, and I forget the name of the theater, the auditorium.
It's the Grand Ole Opry, but they call it the Ryman.
No, but it's not taking place at the Ryman. No.
It's what's at the Grand Ole Opry.
No, it isn't. It is not. It's a I don't know what the name of it is, but it's a great old place, something to check out. But it's if you're in town, go and check it out. If you don't have tickets, forget it. You're out of luck.
Oh, there's no such thing as out of tickets. You know, you could always buy them from a Scalper or a StubHub or, you know, even those commercials. And I've seen this for 20 years.
Right.
Even before they started saying something. For 20 years, I've been saying there's no such thing as a sold-out ticket because as long as I've been going to football games or concerts or any event, even when they're sold out, there's always some joker out there on the street selling it. You may not get it cheap, but you could still have access to get a ticket.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. Anything and everything is always accessible.
If you want a ticket, they're there.
And if you wait till halftime, you're going to still have somebody selling it. So if you just want to get
in. We were at some place not too long ago, and they were selling tickets, and they were scalping tickets. And this was like an event you wouldn't think that anybody had extra tickets at.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, too long ago? Yeah. Where was and speaking of which, we were at the Dodger game on Friday. Did you see anybody selling tickets?
I did. Right when we were pulling up, I saw them out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those were great seats.
Yeah, they were.
We were way down low behind home plate and had the Dodger grill dog. How was your grill dog?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it, as I always do.
The grill dog, very, very good. Ours was all beef. Ours was the grilled. Was it the monster dog? No, they had two sides.
It was just the.
Because there was one for $5.50, and the one we got for $6.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
There was one for $5.50.
The first one is just the Dodger dog.
Yeah, and then the other one's all beef. So the first one is not all beef.
The other one's not. They're both all beef.
No.
They're all beef.
50 cents.
There's a difference in price. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, what would difference? It was
a bigger dog.
The second one said all beef.
Yeah.
I remember I even got down to the seat, and I even told my wife immediately, I said, one is all beef for 50 cents more. The other one just says it's a hot dog.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, this is where the Josie Awards are taking place. It's at the Schermerhorn Symphony Center.
Well, there you have it.
Concert hall, yeah. The world-renowned, actually it's called that. It's the world-renowned concert hall, the Schermerhorn Symphony Center. So there you have it, folks. Enjoy.
If we weren't
attending the Emmys here, we'd be there.
In Nashville, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the reason we're not there, because we're here.
Yeah, it's kind of a drag, but like you always say, timing is something with us.
We've got that going on over there. We've got the Emmys going on next week. And
how about that gig our agent just got us last week?
Oh, yeah, the voiceover,
voiceover, right? Yeah,
every so often, because we are not actors.
Pseudo-quasi-on TV.
Right, we're on TV, so we get invited to do certain things, whether it be an acting gig or whatever. So this is the first time we did this. It was a voiceover for hepatitis C.
Yeah.
For hepatitis C. Apparently, it's very, I guess it's a big problem out there, hepatitis C right now. So we did this thing last week, and I guess we don't even know for sure if we got the gig or not, right?
Well, we just submitted, I think, on Thursday.
Okay.
You know, everybody was leaving on Friday early. Yesterday was a holiday. Today, what time is this? It's almost 3 o'clock. And you figure we would know by now, right?
Yeah, I would
figure. Do we have to reach out and ask her? Is that the
I guess we should. We should probably send something to the agent and say, you know, it's Tuesday. Today really feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know, because yesterday was Labor Day. There was no mail. There was no banks or anything like that. But
and then the week goes by quicker than it already is. Before you know it, it's going to be middle of the week, hump day. And,
right. So today's Tuesday already. And so anyhow, busy day. So and then tomorrow we've got, we have meetings in Beverly Hills because we've got our suite coming up next week. So we're picking up our official gift bag.
Yep.
Do you recall what the name of the
– Oh, geez. Man, I thought you'd be prepared with that, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, we'll pitch them next
time.
We'll
pitch them on the next show, yeah.
Yeah, but thanks for being on board.
Because we went to that launch party.
Two weeks ago
in Beverly Hills.
A jewelry store in Beverly Hills.
Right. Who's been there for years, and then they just moved on to another location. I guess the other one was too big for them. So we attended this the launch. No, I guess it wasn't a launch party. It was a
I think they
grand
called
opening
it launch
party.
Yeah, grand opening. Yeah,
and they had Sprinkles cupcakes there, which is great. And they had
Helen Ficaloria.
Oh, great,
Helen Ficaloria.
Great.
Yeah,
and so they're the ones providing our official gift bag for our Emmy suite next week. So thanks very much for Katie. I guess she was our PR contact person over there. So thanks for providing this. So we're in Beverly Hills tomorrow. We're picking up the bags. We've got a couple meetings. Going to have lunch
too.
There.
Good bags.
Yeah, going to have lunch at our – I don't know if it's our favorite or second favorite. Is Villa Blanca our favorite or is the Brighton
that's a good question,
Street
Mark.
Coffee Shop our favorite?
Could they both be running neck and neck? Because
no, you got to have one.
Okay.
Oh, like the race at Saratoga on Saturday. There was the Breeders' Cup Challenge. I've never seen this before. It was a dead heat, and there is no win. There are two winners in the dead heat. You know, there's always a photo finish. Yeah. This was a dead heat.
Yeah.
So your question is, do we have a dead heat here in Beverly Hills as to who is our
and
favorite?
Your answer is no. So I would go with Villa Blanca.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a celebrity hangout. Their pasta that we get is fantastic, and it's a great place to be seen. So that's why.
Okay. But across
so Villa
Blanco is our favorite.
Yep.
Closely followed by
very
the
close.
Brighton.
Almost photo finish.
Brighton. Is it Brighton Street, right? Brighton Street Coffee
Brighton
Shop?
Cafe.
Brighton Cafe?
Yeah, I want to say Brighton Beach, but Brighton Cafe.
I was, okay, Brighton Coffee Shop.
The
Brighton
whatever.
Coffee Shop. Okay.
So much for it being our favorite place. We can't even recall the name of it.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, it's got to be at Brighton Coffee Shop.
Yeah, it's not
it's
the cafe.
Brighton.
It's
Brighton Way. Yeah. Or is it Brighton Way Coffee Shop?
Damn.
Yeah. Anyhow, if you're in Beverly Hills, it's on the corner of Brighton Way and Camden. So,
yeah.
Great so time.
If,
great food.
If
so enjoy that. So we're in Beverly Hills tomorrow. So if anybody sees the Harris Brothers walking around, come and say hello. And by the way, speaking about Beverly Hills, the Bijan building that's housed Bijan men's clothiers for the last 40 years was just sold on a record amount, was purchased by Louis Vuitton. They bought the building for $140 million.
It's crazy.
So this basically is the start of the end of Bijan.
We were fortunate enough to take a tour of Bijan a month ago by, what was
a month
Nick?
Ago? That was about a year ago.
A year ago, that's what I meant. Yeah. By Nick.
Nick Bijan.
Bijan, the son of...
Son of Bijan.
The son of Bijan, and gave us a fantastic
who passed
trip.
Away a couple
we
years
caught that
ago.
On film, too.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that go?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, you listening?
Yeah.
You got it. And they gave us each a little gift bag with...
with Bijan cologne.
$150 a pop, I think.
Yeah.
And they gave one to our cameraman, Tim, too.
So how about that? They paid $140 million for the building. It's not a big building, either.
No.
It's two stories, three stories, or whatever.
Location.
Right, on Rodeo Drive.
Yep.
And it's, you know, who would be dumb enough not to take accept $140 million for that thing? So
right.
Louis Vuitton bought it. I don't know what they're going to put there, but, you know. We maybe should make a we should do a pop in before they close the place down.
I was thinking about that too, but it's been about a year since we've been there. Is that too soon to go back?
No, too soon. A year later.
Oh, you mean talk just to shop around?
Yeah, just go on in, check things out.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah,
it's cool stuff.
Yeah,
visited by kings and presidents, prime ministers from around the world.
Yeah,
neat place.
Yeah, very neat place. So, and the Rolls Royce, for those of you who don't know, he keeps a,
Bijan,
a yellow convertible Phantom.
Bijan
front.
Yellow.
Bijan yellow.
Yeah.
That's right. He had the color created especially for him.
Yeah, it's a Bijan yellow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is a tourist attraction in itself.
Yeah,
for not everybody
pictures.
Who go in, because not everybody can go in. It's by appointment only. They don't just let every time Dick and Harry inside. We were fortunate enough to get the invite, but for those who cannot go in, you have the opportunity to still take advantage of the tourist location and that vehicle.
Yeah.
People
hey, Matt, where are we at with the... we were supposed to do an interview today, weren't we?
Legends Magazine.
Yeah.
Legends Magazine.
They want to do a cover piece on us?
A cover piece on us, yeah.
Legends Magazine. Okay, so are we still waiting to
that's
confirm
a good question.
The date and time for that?
I'll have to check with our press secretary to see what time that's scheduled to go. But
Legends
Magazine. So pick it up if you can. Check it out or go online. Maybe you'll know more about it than we will. But anyhow, a front piece, I think Mark said, a cover piece or whatever. Always good with us. We always like the advertising, marketing, promotion, or the publicity of anything. So...
okay, so we got Polo on Saturday. What else is going on this weekend?
I'm going to see ELO at the Hollywood Bowl on Saturday night.
Wow.
How about that? And Sunday, something's going on that Sunday, too.
So what's your plan? Are you going to drive there and park in the lot? Or?
I think we're going to park at the zoo, take the bus again.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's because parking at the Hollywood Bowl is such a pain. We went to see, who did we see? Chicago, July 4th weekend, and we parked at the zoo,
yeah,
pay $5
best
a
way
person.
To go.
Yeah, and then you can bring whatever you want to eat. You can bring a cooler, you can bring a picnic, whatever. You go to the Hollywood Bowl, and the parking is one, it's very limited, and two, they stack it. So if you park there
you're not going to get out early unless you parked at the front. Or you park down the street 25 minutes away. It's a $20 to $30 to park.
A lot of money to park for a concert.
Yeah.
A lot of money to park for anything, really.
Yeah, but when four people are taking the bus, that's $24. Yeah. You know, $6 each.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's how much parking would be, and you could leave whatever, but you don't have to worry about the hassle.
Yeah.
Looking for a spot.
Right. It's a great venue to see a concert. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Back to the Pasadena Pops, I gotta say, the Arboretum. I love that because it's only 5 minutes from where I live. Free parking on the street. You go on in there, you pick a table, you pick a spot, put your chair down. You got Michael Feinstein there as the principal Pops conductor. The music is great. It goes on for about 2.5 hours. It's a lovely evening. You've got Peacocks right over there. You can't beat it. It's the season finale this Saturday. The music of Warner Brothers is there. They're already selling tickets for next season.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's an overall wonderful way to really close out the summer concert
series. It's been every weekend, correct?
Yeah, it wasn't last weekend, though.
Right.
It's been, actually, it usually goes every couple of weekends because there's only like 5 concerts for the summer. So, anyhow, if you can't make it to Hollywood to go to the Hollywood Bowl, next best thing. Right?
Yeah, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
And let's see. So our episode is just, what, has it ended already?
No, it goes till noon.
Goes till noon.
Yep.
So if you get a chance and you're out there and you're listening, I totally forgot I was on this morning. Then somebody on Facebook sent the photos. He says, nothing better than watching, than having a cup of coffee in the morning and watching you guys on TV. So thank you. I think his name was Jay. Thank you for that. And for those of you who are still getting the double dip dose, who are listening to us on the radio and watching, you guys are crazy fans, so thanks for that.
And you also, I mean, if you're that crazy, you can still catch the Harris Brothers World of Wow. It's available 24/7, 365 from your laptop, desktop, iPad, iPhone, Android, anywhere you can watch it. www.firstrun.tv. It's channel 2. And we've got 4 episodes on there, so it's crazy fun.
Going to be another one. We want to, but the production company is not sure where they're going, if they're selling the company or not. So hopefully, we get another episode out of that.
Also, we are working on a special project that is based around the Chicago area in Illinois. It's a reality show, and we're currently looking for a couple of 20 to 30 somethingers.
25, Mark, 25.
25
to
35. Young women who are in the Chicago area, I guess, that may be decent looking and maybe not the smartest
like
girl out there for this project that we're working on in Chicago.
Well, that's all very inviting.
Very inviting. Oh, we need a couple of girls. We need a couple of 25-something girls to participate. So if this is something that you'd be interested in, you could always get a hold of us. Our email address is wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, or our backup email address, because you always have to have a backup in case if you hacked, and gosh knows we've been hacked, at wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. And we're huge in the world of social media.
Getting bigger every day, too, Mark.
Day. We just took on a business partner.
To expand our files.
That is expanding our overall base.
Legitimate, though, Mark. Legitimate. Legitimate.
So that's twitter.com/ Wow Hollywood. Also, Facebook. Facebook.com/ Wow Creations. We're always looking for new friends on Facebook. There is also Instagram. I don't know what the handle is for the Instagram.
Wow Hollywood.
Okay, so it's Instagram.com/ Wow Hollywood. And we're also on MySpace. We're also on Periscope. We're also on Snapchat.
Yeah, we were supposed to figure Periscope today.
Yep.
God, we always forget that.
How about that?
Yeah.
See, I guess that's about it when it comes to.
And then we have a second Twitter account too, Kings of Swag.
Kings of Swag. Yeah. So it's Wild it's twitter.com/ Kings of Swag.
A&E.
At A&E. Okay, great. Okay, so you know, if you're looking to be involved in any of our upcoming gifting suites, again, we've got the Emmys. We've got one spot left for a brand. If you represent a brand and you'd like to be there,
but the guest list is closed, Mark. Guest list is closed.
You mean the RSVP, all the celebrities
and
so forth?
We are closed.
Yeah, I guess when you offer you put on a suite like this, it doesn't take long to fill it up, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. But our main goal, as everybody should probably understand, is we also extend, of course, extend an invitation for all the Emmy nominees, Emmy presenters, past presenters. Then we go to television stars, soap stars, reality stars, and then we go to film stars, and then we start bringing in like a lot of press and media and so forth.
But studio heads.
It fills up, especially when you have a limited guest list of 100, a little more than that.
Yeah, so ours is our guest, our limited suite is very selective.
Yeah.
It's not a big open cattle call where you get hundreds of people that come to this thing.
Yeah.
It's very selective.
Yeah.
You know, which makes it that much more special. Since 2004, Wild Creations has produced the greatest, and actually, I guess we're voted the best celebrity
That's
gift
right.
suite
That's
in Hollywood.
Right.
So
number one, Mark.
It's number one.
So from Sundance to the Emmys to the Oscars to the Santa Barbara Film Festival,
Kentucky
Palm
Derby,
Springs
Miss
Film
America,
Festival,
Miss Universe,
Ken, ABC, The Bachelor, TBS, TNT, Soul Train, MTV, you name it.
Yeah.
In some capacity, we've been involved with
Rally for Kids with Cancer, yeah. Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament,
Comedy Festival,
the TV Land or Reality TV Awards, the Josie Film
Awards,
Festival,
VES Society, you name it.
Wow.
I mean, over
Santa Barbara Film Festival,
yeah,
yeah. Santa Monica Film
and
Festival.
And we just got contacted last week for the Santa Fe Film Festival,
right.
New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Did you follow back?
Get no,
back?
Not okay. yet. There's too okay. many things going on, Mark.
Also, our website is wildcreationsmedia.com.
We so need a couple of assistants.
If you want to see what's going on with us at any given time, go to wildcreationsmedia.com.
Yeah, that's it.
So I guess until next Tuesday, we hope you all have a great day. Have a great
week.
What
does Pitbull always say?
Pitbull always says,
every day above the ground's a good day.
That's right. So get out there. Eat something good. Drink something good.
Have fun.
Enjoy life to its fullest because, I mean, you're not getting any younger. So thanks for tuning in. And go to watch our show on firstrun.tv. You still have 10 minutes to catch us on A&E right now with our best episode. Go to our website. Go to our Facebook account. Go to our Twitter account. Go to our MySpace account. Call us. Email us. Just have some fun. Life is short. And I guess we'll see you next time.
Later.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.